China. And, have you ever seen an egg laid at ease?
A China?
No. If you did see one, what would you call a...
an egg?
It would be an egg made of China, so it would be a... China egg? Do you call yourself something different other than China? The way you lay it on your
skin? Well, I don't have it in China. That's the reason I lay it. I just have dishes.
Do you know how to fool a hen into laying?
Well, you leave eggs in its nest, I assume. We used to keep a nest egg in a nest, and a lot of times they were just little wooden eggs, and get the chicken. Chicken rather sit on an egg, I recommend them sit on empty nest.
What would you use to carry water in? A
bucket.
And what would you use to put milk in? What would you milk into?
A bucket or a pail, a can.
What was the difference in what they were made on?
Bucket was usually enamel and aluminum. I never did have a wooden bucket. Enamel or aluminum.
What about the pail? What was it made?
It would have been enamel.
What sort of container would you use to carry food to pigs in?
Slop bucket.
When you put the slop bucket out there, you would pour it into a
trough.
And if you had three or four, then you would have three or four
troughs.
How do you fry eggs in?
A skillet.
What is yours made of?
Cast iron.
What does it look like?
It's just a black, very black, round thing, the size of a handle.
That's kind of... Do you remember ever seeing something out in your backyard that you would wash clothes in?
Wash tub.
What did it look like?
I think you're talking about it, just a big black tub that sat over the fire, and had little bitty legs on it, and it just looked like a huge skillet.
Did you have other cooking, other things like that to cook with? Any different size?
Yes, a Dutch oven. We had one like that. It was deeper, but you could cook beans or other things.
How big and diameter was that for your Dutch oven?
18 inches. About 18.
What do you call a container you plant a flower in?
Flower pot.
How about something you keep cut flowers in your
vase?
What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate?
Silverware, which I don't have. I just call them knives and forks and spoons.
And one of each, you have a...
place setting, knife, fork, or spoon.
If you
give me just 1 second?
Oh, sure. If you had soup, and you were cooking soup, what would you use to taste it with?
Spoon.
Do you use the same things that you eat with to cook with?
No. To cook with, I'd use a tablespoon or, what you call a big spoon, but use a teaspoon to eat with.
If all your dishes are dirty, you say, I've got to
wash them.
And then you can wash them and
dry them.
In between that, get the soap off and you have to
rinse them.
What do you use to wash the dishes with?
A dish rag.
And to dry them?